All right, we got a special guest up here. Actually, we're his guest.
Yeah.
Mr. Ken Birchenall is up on the you got him up on the camera there on Facebook? Okay. Ken is the president of the Jack Kerouac House of St. Petersburg, Inc., nonprofit that is managing the recovery, renovation of the Jack Kerouac House here on 10th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. And how are you doing today, Ken? I know you got a big day.
Great. We're busy as bees, but yeah. It's really exciting to finally have folks in the house and to have it open to the community.
Just briefly, tell us how you came to be in this place.
Well, it was just kind of dumb luck. I had one of my daughters sent us a link to the for sale notice for this house, and we live in Largo, but we're always coming to St. Pete whenever we can to get a good meal, and we thought, well, let's just go by and look at it, and loved it. Saw that it was a great house. The price wasn't too bad, and so we decided to put an offer. And when it was accepted, about 48 hours later, we just kind of looked at each other and went, "Oh,
what did we do?
what have we done?" But luckily, there's a whole community that's been trying to save the house for years and years. You're part of it. Pat Barmore's part of it. So there was already a community organization in place that we could just join forces with. And so now the house is leased and managed, as you said, by the Jack Kerouac House of St. Petersburg, and we're becoming open for business in the sense that not as a public venue, but as a place for the space for the community, the greater Tampa Bay arts community.
What do you plan to do with this now?
Well, we have a lot of schemes. We probably since there's the Kerouac House in Orlando that has a writer's retreat. My understanding is, two writers a year stay there. We probably won't steal their fire. We probably will, have it be a space for poetry readings and book clubs. And
radio shows.
And radio shows, streaming events. Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be a concert venue, but, we're certainly are open to any suggestions of how the house can be used productively while we maintain it and while we think about ways to raise funds to secure it forever.
How can people get in touch with you to tell you what their suggestions are?
Currently, this is what you call a shakedown cruise. So we don't yet have a website up, but we do have a Facebook page and an Instagram account, and you can get if you go Facebook Jack Kerouac House of St. Petersburg, you'll come to us. I also just wanted to say that some of the other groups that have really stepped up, the Friends of Jack Kerouac is in town, and they just donated a bunch of art, and we're cooperating with them. They've got a lot of events going on. And so I would suggest looking at their Facebook page and their website as well. Have you all already announced about what's going on at the
Flamingo?
At the Flamingo?
Yeah. You're more than welcome to.
I don't need to cover that. Yeah, I guess the answer to what are our plans? Our plans are to be as much service to the Tampa Bay cultural community as we can be within the limitations of it really being got to be a private. Private space.
Yeah.
But there's it was privately about 15 or 20 people in here today, so that seemed to work out okay.
Yeah.
Is it working all for y'all?
Oh,
is this some place where you can do podcasts and stream?
Absolutely.
Well, that's,
as
that's
long as we don't have storms knocking out the internet like we did earlier.
Okay. Oh my God, I didn't think about that.
We're back up and running. It was just a couple minutes we were down while I was reconnecting.
How are you getting along with the city of St. Petersburg?
They have been so helpful and so enthusiastic. Our application for historical landmark status has been in for a while. It still has to go through the committee action, but at least they are very sanguine about us getting that status. We probably will then start puttering towards a national landmark status and just doing everything we can to make sure that after you and me and everybody here is gone, that the house will still be here. It'll still be protected. It's never going to become a fourplex.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you, I can say honestly from my standpoint and a lot of other people I've talked to, you and your wife have been a huge breath of fresh air to this, this project. It was stumbling around and running into walls and everything else. And then, once you came here, it had a vision. You know, the vision was straight. Everybody was disagreeing about the vision.
Yeah. But, and it's been super fun for us. I mean, it has been a breath of fresh air for us as well. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the Kerouac Estate has been very helpful as well, and we're in the process of dialogue with them of doing things with them. Mm-hmm. And that feels like a new thing at least for this house. Jim Sampas has been mm-hmm. super super helpful and super enthusiastic, and we just, you know, fingers crossed. I think we have a bright future. I think we mm-hmm. can really add something to the St. Pete cultural community.
And it's just when you start reading about Jack Kerouac and you find out that how desolate that he felt, and he didn't feel appreciated, and that his On the Road was turned down how many times before it got published?
I don't know the number, but for about 7 years.
Yeah. And now today, he's... He's regarded his estate is making way more money than he made when he was alive. You know.
Well, as you know, he didn't sit on his hands. He wrote 12 novels in between mm-hmm. the time he finished On the Road and On the Road was published. Talk about persistence.
Well, there was a filmmaker around here that interviewed Amram when he was in town here, and she kept asking me questions about his. How drunk and his alcoholism and all this stuff, and he finally said, "Look, the man wrote 12 novels. Mm-hmm. He appeared on all kinds of different events, speaking his poetry and everything. And you know, if he was that bad, how could he have done that? You know."
Yeah. Well, I think I think his life was if you take a look at just his books, but any biography of him, that his life oscillated back and forth between. Being on the road and, you know, probably on the sauce part mm-hmm. of that time. And then the rest of his life was almost like a hermit mm-hmm. with his mom. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of this house.
Yeah.
That even while he was in Florida, and as y'all know, he had a major presence in Florida from 1957 until 69 when he died. And it was because his mom wanted to be here, and his sister was here, and so he would go off and run around with Cassidy and Ginsburg and whomever, and then would come back and work like a dog, you know. So, my understanding is when they first came back, when y'all first came in, there was a desk and a file cabinet filled with unpublished works, mm-hmm. and that's part of what the Kerouac estate is working on now, is starting to get some of that stuff. Out to the world so that we can all enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much, Ken, for letting us in here today.
It's our pleasure. This is what we want it to be used for.
All right.
Cool stuff.
Well, you're listening to the Florida Folk Show on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM.
All right, Ralph.
WMTBLP St. Petersburg, where local music lives.